How about Smoko Tobaccoless Cigarettes? A 1918 ad calls it an influenza germ killer. A few puffs and goodbye grip. Or stop the Spanish flu with laxative bromoquinine, said to be used in every civilized nation back then. UW Oshkosh psychology professor Susan McFadden studied the 1918 pandemic in Wisconsin. She says snake oil, cocaine, heroin, and alcohol were all touted as remedies.
They were convinced that various kinds of brandy helped, and these were people who were committed teetotalers, but they figured that if the doctor recommended that they drink the brandy, that that's what they would do.
Historian Stephen Berg wrote about that pandemic for the Wisconsin Historical Society. He says not everything was a con. Some of the so-called remedies were supported by pharmacies and folklore.
One of the new products on the market was Vicks VapoRub, which became a very, very popular remedy at the time because you get that nice warm feeling in your chest and people hope they were getting well. There's just dozens and dozens of these either products or folk remedies that people turn to out of a sense of hope, out of a sense of desperation, out of a sense of fear.
The federal government is warning people that there is no cure for the H1N1 flu, so beware of hoax products. So far, Wisconsin Health Services reports no large-scale efforts to peddle quack medicine. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.